All right, everyone, welcome back to the next episode of the Beach Court Podcast. We're joined back again here with Parker Greenwald and special guest host Landon Kaitler off of your championship victory out in Sacramento, your second regional championship. So thankful to have you on, Landon. We
Yeah,
were rooting you on the
absolutely.
whole time. I've been a big Maridon believer since like NAI seasons before, and I've been piloting the last couple tournaments I've played, and people just don't believe in the matchup spreads, because the generator's got to hit. So
Real.
we'll talk about how Magaton kind of took the deck to the next level and cho make you chose to play it. Before we do that though, we want to get to know you a little bit and help our listeners kind of like understand your background in Pokemon. So we've got some rapid fire questions for you. Are you ready for rapid fire?
Oh yeah,
All
send them
right.
my way.
What got you into playing Pokemon?
I started collecting when I was a younger kid, kind of the natural pipeline, just getting packs from family for Christmas or birthdays or whatever. Started like competitively playing in probably 2014. My first Worlds was 2016. Started going to regionals in like the
Dang.
2014 timeline. And then it kind of just went from there. Did all right back in the day. Didn't really have the funds or means to travel as much as I do now. But just kind of been going with it. Apologies, I do have my little poochies kind of walking around,
No,
so you might hear
totally fine.
some dog noises. But just kind of the natural progression, collecting packs, figuring out how the game went. I think my first deck was just like some random stage twos and like energies and some supporters I
Hell
had. But
yeah. Yeah.
kind of gradually found the resources to build meta decks, and the money kind of came along, opening packs, picking the cards I need, and eventually I was playing optimal 60s. So now here we are.
So the money kind of came from paramedics, right? I mean,
Yeah.
you're a
So
paramedic in
I
your
work
free
full
time, right?
time as a paramedic in BC. We make pretty decent money. Got a good
Oh.
flexible schedule, benefits, paid vacation, all that good stuff. So lets me travel and still put some money away for
Yeah.
other stuff than Pokemon. So good
Yeah.
work-life balance kind of deal we got going here.
Awesome.
So yeah.
So
Yeah.
quick, go ahead.
I was gonna say, hopefully I don't see you. I'm No,
in
no,
and
no.
out of the hospital.
Yeah, should be sticking to Pokemon interactions between us three here, which
Yeah.
is great.
So
Don't like seeing
if you're
people
on
at
a
work.
flight with Landon and anyone says, anyone here a doctor, you kind of have to speak up,
Not quite.
right?
I have stood up. I have helped with the situation one time on a plane, so that was kind of a cool feeling, I guess.
Good for you. Good for you, man. Anyway, so quick sidebar about the whole paramedic thing. So you went back to work today. Just business as usual. Did they know?
No, I actually, I did not get enough sleep last night. So I just booked off and slept until like 11 o'clock. Did some errands, prepped some stuff, but back on the grind tomorrow and I'll be up at 4 a.m.
Okay.
So luckily today was a little bit more chill than I
Okay.
was figuring,
How do
but
you think they're going to react tomorrow? Do they already know that you won?
well, the service has about 7,500 employees, so I don't think that anyone will be jumping
Right,
on
but
it. My friends.
you have like close coworkers,
I
right?
do. My coworkers know, like I've got them on Facebook and they
Yeah.
liked my post and
Yeah.
commented. So there is some
Okay.
coworkers that kind of get it. They're mostly like in their 30s and 40s. There's not as many young people yet. So I'm 22, so they don't know like relate to it as much, but they know what Pokemon is. As soon as I tell them I won $10,000, then they're like,
They're like, bet, yeah. They're
"Oh,
like, let's go.
but
Dinner's on you.
yeah, then they're like, yeah, you can buy me coffee today. We can go get a nice lunch kind of thing. So I'm sure I'll get some phone comments once I tell them the money's involved.
Right, cool.
But
Anyways, thanks for your service, paramedics do a
yeah,
really hard
appreciate
job.
that,
So
man. Thank you for
we
saying
really
that.
appreciate you. Let's move on with back to Pokemon. What's your favorite
Sweet.
Pokemon?
Sableye, hands down.
Bruh, stop loss mining, bro.
No, it's been my favorite Pokemon. My first competitive league or city championships before league cups even were even a thing. I won with Sableye Garbodor. That was my first like real competitive result. So
Parker, you must hate that deck or something
yeah,
because I don't know about it.
I actually didn't like the one time I played it at a regional. I was playing Virizion Genesect, and I
Yeah.
it's actually like kind of it's not favorable, but like. It was like one of the decks that like could,
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
energy acceleration was hard to overcome with like crushing hammers and
Yeah.
flare grunt and stuff.
Yeah. Anyways, what's your favorite Pokemon game?
Pokemon game.
Is it Pocket? Why is it
Not
Pocket?
Pocket, not Pocket. I think like, are we talking like video games?
Just in general, Pokemon game. It could be any the Pokemon Go. It could be a video game. Could
Probably
be.
HeartGold, SoulSilver. That's my goat. My first like game I personally owned and played from start to finish that I can remember coherently was Platinum. But HeartGold, SoulSilver, you could have your Pokemon walking behind you. The music was fantastic. I've recently been playing like Pokemon Blue and Red. I bought a Game Boy and all the old cartridges. So
Oh, heck yeah,
trying to
dude.
right now comparing them Gen 2 to Gen 4's interpretation of Johto and Gen 4 kind of
I mean,
encapsulated
it's
all
a
the
lot.
goodness but improved on a lot of things. So I
Yeah.
really like HeartGold's my go-to copy.
Yeah, what was your starter?
Starter, Feraligatr. Feraligatr's the goat. Such cool. You know what I actually found
Excuse
out
me,
is
you
it's
can't start with Feraligatr.
sorry, Totodile. Fun fact I found out the other day in like watching a YouTube video about Gen 2, Feraligatr is only spelt that way because of the character limit in Game
Yeah, the
2 or
game. Oh,
Gen 2.
really?
Yeah. So they
It's
cut the E
missing a
off the
O.
end because it doesn't fit in the game itself. So
I
they
did not
misspelled it
know
because of
that.
a
That's
functionality.
crazy.
And it stuck for to today. And it's kind of funny. I thought that was a fun fact.
Okay, so I have to ask another sidebar question here. So now that you're qualified for the World Championships in
Yes.
Anaheim, are you going to play for Alligator to a regional?
Probably not. Maybe to league or something.
Come
I know
on.
the Reinhardt, I forget his
Yes,
first
Adam
name, played
Reinhardt. Yes,
Feraligatr. Adam
he
Reinhardt.
did.
I know he has a brother, so I wasn't sure which one of them.
Adam Reinhardt's my
But
goat.
Adam played the Feraligatr to a regional. And did he
He
do
sure
it day
did.
two, or was it winning in? I think he made it
I
too.
think he
Nine
made it to
games,
winning in
five
finals.
wins. Yeah, something like
Yeah. The goat with the
Yeah.
Feraligatr.
So maybe I'll have to message him and get a list. Yeah. Who knows? Anyways, next question. What do you like to do when you're not playing Pokemon and you're not being a paramedic?
Hang out with my buddies. I play some Magic the Gathering. I live like right by a card store that does a lot of Magic tournaments. So I'll play like Commander or like Modern, win some store credit. I bought a Pokemon Diamond with store credit from Magic tournaments. So that was pretty
Dang.
sick. So yeah, other card games. I have a dog, so I take my dog for lots of walks. I like to travel just outside of Pokemon sometimes. My girlfriend lives on the east coast of Canada, so I go see her pretty frequently. And yeah, just kind of chill out. Take it easy. I take my breaks because work is stressful. So,
Sure, definitely. We all feel that. What's the name of the dog?
Bean. He's a little
Bean?
English bulldog.
Bean.
He's pretty
All right.
cutie. He's a good boy.
All right,
A
Bean. What
good
is
bean.
the meaning of Skibidi?
I have
Knows?
a philosophical explanation why I like Skibidi Toilet so much, and I'm glad you asked.
Yeah,
So
go.
I have
The floor is
recently.
yours.
I've recently developed a appreciation for the meaning of words and not misrepresenting them. So when I say Skibidi Toilet, it's genuinely gibberish and it means nothing. So I can't misrepresent something or misrepresent an argument or topic with the wrong word or anything like that. So when I say Skibidi, it really just means nothing, and I love it. It's great.
How many times did you say it on stream this week?
I think only once, just in the day one interview. I tried to keep it pretty tame, especially after the misplay. I was trying to like keep it respectful because I felt like my opponent, rightfully so, would be choked if like your opponent threw a match and still beat you. If I said
Skibidi
skibbity after that, I feel like I would be kind
on
of clowning a little too hard. So
an
I kept it classy at the end of it.
interview. All right. Last question before we move on to Maridon specific questions. So you won the tournament. And
Yes.
you're I guess you drove home the next day, right? Let's see
Yeah,
that.
morning about we left at
What
like 5 a.m.
was the championship feast? What did you have for dinner?
The hotel we're staying at was kind of bougie. Our friends from Washington booked it, invited us, so we paid a little bit more than we're used to, but it was worth it because 5:30 to 7 every night they had unlimited free cocktails. So we kind of boogied. I actually missed my interview because I didn't know they wanted one, so I got like 10 messages from different judges and stuff. Where are you? I'm like, I'm gone. I'd already had drank like three cocktails by the time. So we went back and slammed a bunch of free cocktails and went for some delicious Mexican. It was a great time.
And now
Had a
we got
bunch
your
of the
first
friends.
interview here on the Beach Core
Yeah, so let's go. Let's go.
podcast.
Yeah, it was pretty lit. I can't complain too much. The Mexican plus the free cocktails was a great time.
That seems pretty good. That seems pretty
Yeah.
good. All right, man, let's talk about Maridon. Let's talk
I
about your
love it.
tournament
I love
run.
it.
Again, congratulations. You're the most deserving champ, two-time
Thank you.
champ
Thank
now.
you.
You seem to be like playing a lot of different decks. If you look at your run, you got Arctina, you got some Mews, you got some Lost Box with Sableye. Talk about like your testing process and how
Oh
you
man.
arrived on Maridon, and when did you know you were playing Maridon?
So my friend, otherwise known as Lily Sims at Professor Poke on Twitter, messaged me about how they'd been doing well in online tournaments with Maridon. And I'll be honest with you, I played exactly 8 testing matches before this tournament.
Not recommended, guys. Not recommended.
Not
at
recommended,
home.
But when you work full time, it's you just kind of do what you can do. I forgot this tournament was really happening. It snuck up on me, and my friend was like, I've been playing the Prime Catcher build of Maridon a lot, and I went on Play Limitless and was kind of looking at some Maridon lists, and I saw the secret box, and I was like, that seems really good.
The box, baby. You've been saying it right here on
yes,
this
sir.
channel, the box.
You thin so many cards, and you just get the same setup. It feels like when you have the secret box, you just do the same thing every turn, every game,
Yeah.
because you just get to pick whatever you want. And then I was like, well, the only thing I could see this matchup like really this really struggling with is Charizard. So I played against Lucas Old Devil. We played 3 sets, and I managed to 6-0 him as the Maridon player into Zard. And I was like, okay, this is really good. And I was like, okay, I'm playing this. Let's make some changes to the list. We perfected the 60, added the fourth boss, made sure the counter catcher stayed in, made sure the list was super consistent, kept the rescue board, and sent it. I don't think I would change a card. It worked out really well, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
If you sequence correctly, you should be attacking most times on your first turn. You're able to. So, and then gusting for the last 2 prizes, you're basically able to go 2-2-2 pretty consistently every time. Really yeah. Liked the deck, and it was not the easiest way. Like, it's not as easy as just like research Maridon, but it's not the hardest thing either. It's just sequencing correctly and then finding boss. So,
yeah, it's Arvin for box 4 Sealstone, box get generator charm rescue board, whatever else you need.
Yeah,
it's just great, man. You just get anything you need every turn.
It's a sick deck. It's a sick deck. The matchup spread is fantastic. Don't hit stall. You're pretty much fine into everything else.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Parker, you want to take the next question?
Yeah. So during your stream and like multiple times during the tournament, you said you were like super confident that you were winning the tournament.
Yes.
What made you so confident? Like, I could never. You know, say I'm gonna go win this. I'll be like, I might.
Parker's gonna be like, I'm gonna miss every generator.
Yeah.
Well, so it's kind of a lot easier to have that confidence when it's like the second time you've been up there, second time you've had the medal put on your neck. Like, it wasn't a new experience for me, which is kind of nice. But it was very similar to Portland. Like, when I was playing, like round one, it was just like went well, and then it went well again, and it went well again, and I just felt like I was hitting the right matchups. I was in the zone. I was playing like I know looking at my stream games looks like I'm a terrible player, but I was playing like the GOAT the rest of the tournament. Like, my play was perfect. I was not misplaying. Like, it was just I was just in the zone. The matchups were going my way. Felt like the meta game was looking well, and I just had the same feeling I had in Portland, where I was just like, it's happening. I'm not accepting any of the outcome, and it did. So, as long as you've got the confidence, I say confidence, not arrogance. I don't think I'm winning every turn when I go to, but
sure.
This one was just the one. It just felt like it. So,
I mean, you have to have that, right? I mean,
yeah,
like, and there has to be some type of sense that I'm going to win this match, right? Like,
yeah,
and we'll talk about this a little bit after we're done talking about Maridon, but like, the tournament structure right now is very cutthroat. Right, like,
it is.
It is very cutthroat. Right, 2 losses and you're barely making asymmetrical cut. And if you have anything else outside of that, like, you're done. Right.
And yeah.
So, it's very cutthroat. And let's talk about. I want to add on top of that because you kind of led us right into the next question. You've won a regional before. You kind of knew how it felt, and you said like round one, it kind of felt like this. But like, did you see any different comparisons? That like, did you feel calmer? Did you feel a sense of calm when you were at those top tables? You know. Day 2 fighting. What was different about this run compared to your previous win?
The previous time, like, I've only made top 8 in Masters twice. And the first time it was
100%
just...
conversion rate, baby.
Yes, sir. Yeah. The previous time, you know, you're up at the top tables. You've never really been there before. You don't really feel like you're not that you don't belong there, but it's not like where the other like top players we say are used to being at top tables. They know everybody, they know everybody's name. They've played against most people before. And the second time you have that reputation, people that like, they know your name, they know who I am. And it's not like I'm meeting all these people for the first time. And the second time it just kind of felt like I was in the zone. I know I've been here before. It's nothing new. I don't feel like I don't belong here. I'm just as good a player as all these guys. I hit quite the gauntlet day 2.
Yeah,
and
you
it
did.
Just don't care about the name. You're just another guy in front of me. Let's play some poke. So
that's right. Love to hear it. Parker, next one. I
Um,
like this
so
question. I'm a fan of this question.
yeah, all three of us had this question. So when you won your first tournament, you had a couple of, knock the deck, school
Yeah.
vet, draw one. Did you share any of those kind of moments with this? Like, oh boy, I really need, a generator and I need to hit two off of it. You like draw a generator, hit two or something like that.
I very frequently, like, if it was a matter of like, we did this on stream the day one where I had, if I hit two generator, you just put them on the table. So I was just flipping it top deck down, open hand, you flipped energy. So it was just, anytime I felt like it was like the end of the game, I could do some kind of style points thing that was kind of fun for both me and my opponent. I would just play like open handed or flip the energies face up or something, some silly stuff like that. Didn't really do new deck knocking, but a little bit of theatrics just for fun, you know.
Did you have any like special fleet foots for like, oh my God, I really need this to be like, I need this to be like a
The
card. Like I
nuts
got,
or
this
something.
has to be boss, right? Or anything like
Actually,
that.
against Antonucci in round 11, I had a set up the knockout where I needed to bundle to bring up a one prize, or I needed to pop Magnet Hunt or something. So I had to get rid of 20 damage for Raikou, and that took me out of the knockout. But I had fleet footed that could either hit energy to keep the magnet, oh, it was Magnet Hunt, to keep the Magnet Hunt on the bench for the extra 20, or get an S ball. And I forgot that I could just draw an energy. So I retreated into the Raikou. I'm like, all right, man, I'm gonna flip an S ball off the top for a Pokemon. I flip it face up on the table. I'm
It's
like,
energy.
oh yeah, attached for turn knockout. So that was the second game, I think, for the 2-0. So I kind of forgot. I was like, oh, that works too. And I attached energy and knocked him out.
That's better
So,
than my Antonucci story. I gusted the wrong Pokemon when I had
oh, and
game
sick.
to go 6-0. Yeah, I gusted the wrong
Sick.
Pokemon.
Yeah,
So,
that was kind of, I guess, one of the highlight top deck moments for me, I guess.
this is kind of off the cuff. It's not there, but let's talk about your hands, right?
Yeah.
You've got Checkmate on board. You know your opponent doesn't play Disruption. You've got boss in hand. Your hands are like glued to the table, right? Like your hands are like, I'm not doing anything. Like you do what you want, bro. Like,
Yeah,
what was
so I
that? What was
know
that feeling
after.
like? What were you thinking in that moment?
Well, obviously, game two, I had game locked up and I threw it so hard, like in every possible way. I
Sure.
could have just attached the Seal Stone to the Lumineon. I could have just preactively gotten the boss.
You
I
could just
forgot
not
he.
attach a Steel Stone also. You
Yeah,
just held
true.
it.
I just wasn't thinking like in the moment. I forgot Magneton was prized, so I'm like, I have so many outs to like counter catcher Arvin boss, just need the Magneton. I have so many outs to just raw drawing boss. Like it's in the bag, I'll just throw the Steel Stone down, whatever, it doesn't matter. Put it on the Raichu. I put it on Raichu last game. And then instantly I'm like, as I pass the turn or took the knockout, I'm like, oh, wait a second. I could lose here. I only see six cards without the Steel Stone. And then I whiff the boss. So game three, I'm just like, oh, don't get ahead of yourself. Cause I thought I had it in the bag. Didn't matter what I did, just throw this down. I got so many outs, doesn't matter. This guy can't touch me. It's all good. The game's over. And then I threw. So game three, I'm just like, all right. I don't have to do anything except sit here and let him do his turn. I'm putting my hands down. I'm not messing this up. I have game on board. And then I just waited for him to let me reveal the boss. And there it was. So
Did he ask you if you had it and that
he
when you
did.
revealed
Yeah.
it?
And then when you saw me reveal it on stream, he's like, do you have Lumineon? Do you have boss too? I'm like, yep. And then picked it up. So.
Well, that's awesome. Let's see. Next question. Where are we at? Okay, so coming into the tournament, we talked about Zard. You beat it kind of like very easy. What matchup were you worried about the most, like in the meta? Like obviously Snorlax, we know it's a bad matchup, right? Because you're
Yeah,
not playing
Snorlax
switch
is
cards,
like
right?
pretty much unwinnable with the current list. I mean, maybe Switch Kart lets you sneak a couple games out, but still they have Airy Misfortune. I don't think it really does much.
Sure. But
Still,
like,
Zard was one of like my matchups I want to
okay.
hit the least because it's like the not. I still think it's like even to slightly favored, but it's not the same as like Drago where you can't lose if you don't brick kind of thing. And then Raging Bolt was a little bit suspect. I was kind of worried about like Pikachu Lost Box decks because of the ability for them not like you can't touch Pikachu. It has to be two shots. So. Those were kind of the sussy matchups, but I hit Raging Bolt, I hit Lost Box Pikachu, I 3-0'd both, I beat the Lost Box Pikachu I hit, so I guess it wasn't as big a deal as I thought. So I guess biggest thing is just stall is like the really unwinnable matchup, but can't beat everything.
Parker, I mean, I know we already talked about the Charizard a little bit, but you want to add anything to that?
So I see a familiar friend of Maridon's made it back, the evolved form of the Pikachu you play. You got Raichu back in there.
Yeah.
Does that help the Zard matchup, or does he not
Definitely.
even use it? Or okay.
Definitely. So I mean, I don't know if you like know this, but I was choosing first the whole tournament.
Sure.
Choosing first against Zard, you're gonna go turn one, get out Magnemite, get out your Iron Hands, attach to the hands. Turn two, you're gonna amp something or take a two prize on a V Pokemon. And then what you do, you charm the hands. So they have to hit Candy Zard Vacuum to deal with the hands. If they don't hit it, you go boss, take another two prizes, and then they're just too far behind. They can't really stamp you because you just proactively Nest Ball from Mewfez. They can't gust around your Iron Hands because you'll just boss KO again because you always have the boss or the counter catcher or whatever. And then you have the ability to, after your hands does either, if they kill it, they hit the vacuum, you can either go punch the reactive with Raichu or boss amp again, or take out Pidgeot with a Raikou or a Miraidon, or take out a V with a Raikou or Miraidon. So it's pretty simple to go 2-2-2. If they choose first, then you kind of don't mind because they might get a weak setup and you can just amp. And it's really hard for them going first to hit Candy Zard Vacuum on their second turn.
Sure is, yeah.
That's not an easy thing. If they hit it, they hit it. But stamp doesn't do much because you just bench your dry Pokemon before they snap you. So the
Yeah.
matchup feels pretty easy to me. Bundle can push Zard out of the way if you don't hit something else, and you can bundle before you charge up the hands or the Raikou, so they put up something and you can respond to what they put up. So
Yeah, that's pretty much the route that,
Yeah.
we discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magneton also makes it way easier to Raichu, way easier to power up second hands.
Yeah.
They're not hitting Candy Zard, Candy Pidgeot, Candy Dusknoir, pop on your
Nothing.
Magneton,
Yeah.
vacuum, stamp. They're not hitting all that in one turn. It's not gonna happen. If they do, then go to game two and three, I guess.
That's it. Yeah, it's like you're him, right? You're built that way. Yeah, exactly.
So that's the Zard matchup. It's not as hard as people think it is. Like Magneton makes it a lot easier because you can set up some checkmates pretty easily.
Yeah, so let's talk about your tournament run. Let's talk
Sure.
about like Swiss rounds. You hit the likes of Jesse Spencer, Grant Manley, Henry Brand, Britt Tonneson, Ryan Tanucci, ID'd with John Ng. Talk about your rounds. Even the opponents that like that aren't very known. Was there any like memorable deck that you played against or memorable match that you want to call to that you just want people to hear about? That
I
like
mean, I
this one match.
honestly, this was it was a bit of a gauntlet gate day two, but all of my opponents, like I went to like 100% on super chill people. Had a bunch of fun matches. Had some good like back and forth. I really, I'll, do you want me to go through like round one through like finals
I don't
or?
go through all of them. Just kind of like
Okay.
highlight some of like the big highlights that you want to like.
Sure. I shout out like my Lost Box Pikachu opponent, Jonathan Hosbrook. He was a super cool guy. He came up to me multiple times throughout the tournament, kept cheering me on. One of my friends made a comment to me, man, you must be nice to your opponents if they're cheering you on throughout the tournament after you beat them.
You are
And I was
nice.
like,
You're a great
yeah,
guy,
I guess
man.
so. Thanks, brother. And then yeah, I had a great match against Grant Manley. I kind of sacked him a little. I don't know. You're pretty likely to hit boss when you get Iono'd in this deck, but hit the Iono attach or the boss attach off the Iono. He wasn't super happy about that.
Grant
He was
wasn't
like, man,
happy when he
again,
lost.
again.
I'm so shocked.
Ended up beating me game two and three.
Yeah, you did.
And then another one for Brent Tonneson. I made a bit of a slip up against him. Did a shortcut. I used a Seal Stone without actually putting him in play. Super classy about it. Judges saw that I wasn't che intentionally cheating. I just made him play. Everything was in hand. Didn't make sense. Like I basically what happened is I was going first. Illuminion for Arvin. Went to go Hisuian for or Forest Seal Stone for Hisuian. Didn't put the Forest Seal Stone in play yet. Just went and got the Hisuian, and then. He helped me de-escalate it. He was like, no, there's no reason that you would do that. That's malicious. It's just a mistake. He docked the judge down from a DPL. Grant Mantley was sitting next to me. He was like, yeah, he had it all in hand. He didn't palm anything. Everything was checked out. We ended up de-escalating and
I
having a good
mean,
game.
let's just pause, right? That's like that's sportsmanship, right? That's what
Yeah.
we want, right? If you're not cheating or if you're not like maliciously doing something and you can
Totally.
de-escalate something, like it's definitely totally cool to do that with your opponents, right? No
Yeah,
one.
actually. I have another example against the Jonathan Hasbrook. We were having a great match, and
Yeah.
he actually game two went to knock me out with Charizard, Radiant Charizard. I had Bravery Charm on my hands, and he announced the attack, and it was like, oh wait, I have Vacuum. And since we were having such a great rapport, you know what I let him do? I let him play the Vacuum and knock me out.
Yeah.
We went to game three.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good PSA to all Pokemon players. If your opponent and you are having a great match,
Yeah.
I mean, it's within your rights to do so, to make them do a thing. I'm not going to blame anyone for it, but. Consider being nice to them because
Yeah.
you make mistakes too. And if you do it, then other people will let you take stuff back sometimes, and you'll have a lot more fun than just like the negative feelings of someone making a
Yeah.
misplay and that being
And
the
you gotta
outcome of the
sit there and
match.
wait for the judge and all
Yeah, yeah,
this.
yeah.
I mean, like, it's just one of those things for me too that like You just have that good rapport and like you have something good for you, but you don't want to win on like a
Totally.
technicality, right? Like if I win a tournament like you did, Landon, like I want to win because I won, right? I don't want to win because, you know, I don't want to win because Landon put his forest seal stone on the board. You know, I don't want to win that way, right?
Exactly. That's how I feel. I mean, again, I'm not going to hate on anybody for like making me do something because that's within your rights as a player. That's the
Yeah.
rules. But consider being forgiving because I guarantee you've made a mistake too that's made
Absolutely.
you lose a game. So think about
Absolutely.
that sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, what about what else? So you had the match with Brent. Anything else after that?
I mean, I guess the stream, maybe I'll comment on stream nerves. Like
Sure.
I guess at this point I'm considering myself an experienced player. I've won two regionals. That's a pretty good resume, but obviously we're all subject to nerves. I let it get to me on stream twice, made some pretty obvious misplays. Didn't end up affecting me throughout the outcome of the tournament. Another thing, if you make a mistake, don't let it like tilt you off and spiral. Like I made a
Own
mistake.
it.
I left it in game two. I went to game three. I played a perfect sequence, attacked on turn one, and didn't let it affect the match. I won the tournament anyways. But if I had let that be like, ooh, and then just start throwing and tilting and letting it spiral, that's no good for you. So move on, learn from the mistake, and try your best not to do it again.
Parker, anything else about tournament run?
Honestly, no. I mean, he pretty much touched base on all of it. You know, he had a couple like good stories and examples that you could use from it. You know, for other players and stuff. It's
Okay.
pretty solid.
All right, I've got some list questions. I'm gonna write on Enjoyer, so
Yes, sir.
I've got some list questions.
Yeah, throw them at me.
Number one, when I've been playing recently, I found, you know, you're playing four boss, which is great. I found like Lumineon late game to be like so good, right?
So
It's
good.
so good, right? So, did you guys discuss the ball count, the Nest Ball and Ultra Ball? Because for me, when I played Maridon with this kind of build, I always wanted four Ultra Ball just to have as many outs to Lumineon as possible to win the game. So kind of like talk us through, like, did you test that? Do you have any theories around that?
I mean, I would love to have had four Ultra Ball. I'd get to play my fourth gold one. You got to do it. Excuse me. But you just don't have the room. Like this list, I don't know what card I'd change. I saw the Rotom V and Kenny's list. I'm like, that's a pretty good idea if you're choosing blind first. That sounds pretty cool. But I just don't know where you're finding space for all these cards. Like this list is jam-packed. I ended up cutting the switch card in it because it wasn't doing much for the fourth boss. But that was the only card I could see that was movable. Like Bloodwinder Soluna is another one you want to add, but there just isn't the room. Fourth Nest Ball is definitely better than the Ultra because just
Okay.
being able to nest for Mew or Latias is super important, or getting your Maridon.
Sure.
Squawkabilly.
Yeah, and then similar to like you already touched on like not Bundle but Blood Moon. What about like a second Raikou? Like Raikou, like it's just
Another
so
card I
busted,
really
right?
want. Raikou is so broken,
Okay,
but the Night Stretcher really carries. I think
the
the Night
stretcher
Stretcher
carried.
is more important than having second Raikou because he can get back bundle. If you have to discard your Squawk, or you discard Magneton with Squawk, you can get it back, or your
Yeah.
Magnemite.
Okay.
Another thing we saw me do is discard. I did this against Grant in both the games we played. I had to discard Lumineon early, and then I would Arvin mid game to get it back, so I could Arv Ultra Ball for Lumineon if I got Iono'd. So Night Stretcher is really good for just covering your butt in bad situations.
You like it over Rod?
Yeah, definitely. The instant access is huge, especially with Arvin. Like if you can basically like I did this another couple of times. Like I discard the Latias early game because I didn't need it, but then you could pick it back up later and get it back. But Super Rod would be nice to improve generator
Yeah.
odds, but I'm playing 16 energies.
You're fine
I didn't
there.
have any problems
Yeah,
hitting it.
yeah.
Magneton gets back energy, Squawk, Magnemite too.
16's a lot. I found 15 to be a sweet spot, so kudos to you to run 16 and do well with it. Yeah, so those are kind of my questions. I like the list overall. It's really good. Two stadiums is
I
fine
could
when you're playing
agree.
box, so
Yeah, I could agree that it's very good.
yeah, I mean, it won a tournament, right? You know, I saw the bracket when the bracket came out, and I was like, please, can we have a Maridon Mir in finals? Like as
Yes,
soon as the
sir.
bracket came out, because I was like, everyone's been hating on Maridon
They
lately.
have. Nobody was looking at this
No
tournament, and I'm
one was
sitting there.
listening to me, bro. I'm just
It's
like,
so
literally,
broken. So
like
broken.
we're gonna cut it in right here. Last week on this episode, I predicted a Maridon victory.
Did
So
you?
I
You
did.
did.
I
You
did.
did.
So
Congratulations, my friend. That's excellent premonition.
when we got the finals, I had a 100% chance to win. It was great. It was fantastic. All right, yeah, so that's kind of Landon's run, and Maridon and all things Maridon. Now we'll talk about Sacramento top eight and continue the rest of the episode. But before we do, I do have to thank our sponsor, Nakama Anime Cafe. Thank you for your continued sponsorship of this podcast. We've got a League Cup coming up on December 7th. I'll be there. Parker will be judging, most likely, question mark.
Hopefully,
Judging,
sad
yeah.
face.
That's fine. I'll win it. It's fine. I'll take Landon's 60 and just destroy everyone. Yeah, so we got that cup coming up. Landon, we like to do trivia. Are you a big trivia guy?
Not generally, but I'll try my best. Is it Pokemon trivia?
It is Pokemon trivia. It's
I
usually
should be
Pokemon TCG trivia,
okay. I
mostly.
should be pretty decent at this. I've been playing
Okay.
for quite some time, play a lot of retro, so
Oh.
Parker, there's no new set. You're fine. There's no new
Okay,
set. You're
okay.
fine.
How many item cards are in Surging Sparks? Or okay.
I like to tease them with like how many EXs are in the next set, like things like that, Landon. That they just
That I
do.
won't get. I don't know that answer.
Don't worry. The Prism Evolutions thing is coming soon, so pay
Where?
attention.
Oh boy.
All right. So let's throw it back to Landon and Maridon. Landon, before you, when was the
Yes.
last TPCI Master TCG competitor to win a
Nathan
major event with
Beck.
Maridon? Nathan Beck. Nailed
My
it. What
answer.
tournament was this?
Vancouver 2023.
Vancouver 2020,
Or would it be 24?
24. Yeah,
Okay.
it
I
was in
just it was the
March.
most
Yeah.
recent Vancouver. I don't
Yes,
know what last year
damn,
it was.
23 is a long time
No. 24. Sorry.
Killed it without hesitation. Guys, I'm a ride on goat, y'all. Never played it to a
New.
tournament. Had nothing. Parker, would you have known
Nope. Honestly,
that?
I was probably gonna say like LAIC last year or whatever.
Yuho Kawamo, is that his name?
Yeah. I
Yeah,
lost to him in
Juho.
like round 12 last year. I'm so sad.
Dang.
Yeah, dude, it should have been
Broken
me. Could
dog.
have been Eric Ridgeway. I literally was like a generator away from donking him. Like
Brutal.
he had in game two. Like I already won game one. He had nothing. He's like, path fast charge, and I'm like,
Brutal.
I've got switch card plus generator and Maridon in hand, like for the bench, and I'm like, sick, bro. Generator whiff. No, bro. And then
Brutal.
so I ended up losing. It was
I hate to
brutal.
see it.
Anyways, let's talk about Sacramento. We are kind of flying a little bit blind. You were at the tournament, so we'll have maybe some more information, but we don't have limitless results yet, thanks to Arcanine. But I do want to talk about the top eight, right? We had five Regidragos and a Maridon Mirror in finals. Right, and the
Yes.
other decks were Goldengo. There's one Goldengo, five Dragos, and two Maridons. What are your thoughts on that, man? Like that top eight, like what?
I mean, that's kind of why I picked this deck. I knew that a lot of the top players, like all the top testing groups, were looking into Drago most likely. And I was thinking like Maridon completely farms this. So I picked
Sure
it
does.
and I hit a lot of Drago. I hit it in both my top eight and top four matches. I hit it in my last 3 rounds of day two. And it was pretty evident by the results that the Drago matchup is very good for Maridon. So I think that's kind of how we got to where we are. And Drago is good against like most other things, obviously, because Drago is a very good deck. So it was pretty expected for me to see so much Drago in the top eight, and then also seeing Maridon where it ended up, because both decks are very good, and
Yeah.
Maridon was kind of preying on the Dragos.
Parker, what are your thoughts on the top eight, man? Like five Dragos. I've said
I
on this
mean,
podcast the deck is bad. I've said
you
it.
did. You did. Someone even like tweeted about it,
I'm just saying,
but.
like I can never hit the nuts with that deck, dude. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like turn two, research Legacy Star, not a single E-switch in sight.
Yeah,
Every time, bro.
that's me. I have to Legacy Star like so much just to attack with the deck. But like, I don't know. It's not really that surprising to me. I thought maybe like a Zard or something would like make it in there, but like
We
I
had one
guess
at
Zard
Ace.
was the ninth.
Yeah, we
Like
had
it
Ace
lost
Sim
an ASIM.
Cut.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I saw that,
I think
but.
he lost to Goldengo, right? Was that the ASIM? Let me
No,
see.
I think it
Oh.
was
Isaiah
Regidrago.
Williams. Yeah, it was Drago.
Yeah.
Drago Farms.
Yeah, definitely.
Drago Farms, that matchup. Yeah, so pretty interesting. Top eight. I mean, I didn't expect Draco to do like. I mean, obviously, it's a really good deck. It's like one of the best decks in format for a reason. So, but I guess that's one of the things when a lot of top players play it. You know, we're gonna see it in top eight, and I'm excited to kind of see the full day two results. I think you said you had the meta up. What was that day two meta looking like?
Yeah, so I just went on Limitless, and it's in the like statistics of the regional.
What is it?
Day one was top deck, Regi Draco V-Star. Day two was the same. I just converted four
Oh, here we
extra
go.
percent. So I don't know if you see the graphic I'm looking at.
I see it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. We got Goldengo on the chart, but no Maridon.
Yeah. Goldengo converted pretty well by the looks of things, which is interesting. I guess Energy Search Pro is more of a buff than we thought about. Togekiss is also really good. I saw
Deck
that in
is
top
really
four.
good. I've been playing it a
Yeah.
lot since Saturday, like since I saw it starting to do well, and I was like, dude, the Togekiss and like even putting a 1/1 Dusknoir in there,
Yeah,
like
because it works with Togekiss.
yeah, and you enable Countercatcher too, which is like
Yeah.
really good.
It is
It's
really good.
very good deck.
It's cooking. It's cooking.
The issue is, and I haven't tested enough, the Drago matchup is probably not good, right? Like you don't, even if you play Manaphy, it probably doesn't help. And it's tough. Because a lot of people
Yeah,
are cutting Palkia right now. Most are cutting Palkia.
well, I don't think you don't even really need to play Palkia because you go Togekiss. You're pretty easy at a 2/2/2. You have the Dusknoir. I don't know. I mean, obviously I haven't tested the deck. I don't think I played Goldengo pre this set. Kind of were for Worlds format for Baltimore. I was testing Dango a bit, and it kind of felt like if you passed the turn two Kyurem test, you won pretty handily. But if you played Manaphy, it's not that it's not everyone's playing Cologne right now. Cologne Prime Catcher Kyurem is not like the easiest thing in the world to hit on turn two of the game. So I'm expecting that the player in top four hit quite a few Drago, and obviously he did pretty decently into it. I wouldn't count that matchup out totally, but
I mean, I think he beat two, or sorry,
yeah.
he beat two
My biggest issue with
or
Dango would
one.
be finding the Dengos without Hyper Aroma. I don't know how you're doing that consistently.
There's four, so it does get there
Yeah.
pretty regularly. I mean, a lot of times you just cipher for both and Greninja, like for
That's
two, and
fair.
then Greninja into two.
That works too.
That's what I've been doing a lot. It's like cipher, just put two Dango EXs
Seems
and put
broken.
Greninja into them. Parker, what's your kind of S like? Are your thoughts on this day two meta as it relates to tournament?
So like it's kind of what I expected. I think Lost Box is a little higher than I expected because like everyone knows Drago's like gonna be the best thing, gonna be the most played. Like that matchup is just hard because they just bench Kyurem and kill
They
you.
just go Gudra, 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 Kyurem. Like,
Just
yeah.
like yeah, I don't know.
Because even the. Go ahead.
I was gonna say I'm a little surprised to see Gardevoir that high. Like that deck is like crazy good, but like it's hard to survive like the Drago like turns, I feel like.
I mean, I think it's the same with
But
like Charizard, right? There's these decks that like do well into the meta, but just like lose the Drago, and
yeah.
that's hard, right? Like the meta is just kind of gatekept by this one deck right now, a
It's
little
really
bit.
good. I was very surprised to see Lost Zone Box at this set representation. It converted pretty much evenly into day two as well. We didn't really see it anywhere near the top at any point. I don't think was there. I didn't see any. I was at top tables most of the tournament. I didn't see any Lost Box after round two.
Hedrick was, oh, he's playing Drago.
Yeah. I just don't see how you can justify playing Lost Box when Regidrago is by this large of a margin like the best deck.
Yeah, I don't know either. But everyone just wants to play Pikachu in their deck, but you could play Maridon now, so
You
it's fine.
could. I agree.
You could just play Maridon. Yeah, I was kind of shocked to see Charizard high, honestly. Like, I
Yeah,
think
me
what.
too. Like, I mean, my friend Lucas played it. Other potential host of the Lost Mine podcast from previously, and yeah, I think he just kind of he hit Dragos. The matchup's not fantastic.
That's bad, dude.
You can brick a decent amount of time with Zard as well. It's a stage two deck with lots going on. If you get forced to go first, you can have some pretty weak setups. I'm not a huge fan of Charizard right now. I've seen some like maybe with. Like the Terapagos, if that's kind of cool. So you have a bit of a different early game. I think we saw some people playing that this event. Wasn't super popular, but seems like a decent way to maybe solve some of the weaknesses of Zard. Another thing I saw that not that much Terapagos, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I was one thing I
actually.
was going to point out was Terapagos and Palkia Dusknoir both fell off the
Yeah.
graphic, right? So, Interested to
But
see like where did the Palkia like did they all go to like Lost Box? Like all the Palkia Dust Storms are like,
yeah, I don't know.
nah, Lost Box now. It's Lost Box time.
I feel like Palkia Stonks are extra down now after this tournament, but Terrapagos actually is one of the tougher matchups that I found for the deck.
Oh, you can just Greninja EX. It's fine. You just have two
True.
Greninja EX. What's Maridon doing?
This is true. That's true. I mean, Raichu is pretty good into that as well. I
You
mean,
get one of them. You get one.
I will tell you, through even against like the Lost Box, with you able to just go 2-2-2, even if they knock you out like each time, you just have it like that. So I wouldn't even be that scared of Ninja EX. I'd disgust around it and then Raichu through it.
Bruh. All right.
But I think Terrapagos Stonks are probably up because with Buffalant, Henry gave me quite a run for my money. He actually kind of misplayed himself out of the game.
You can't amp. Yeah, you can't amp if they do it right.
Yeah, so I was kind of forced to arm press through Buffalants and then start bossing up like Hoot Hoots and taking two prizes, bossing up Pidgeots. But that matchup felt like one of the more difficult ones of the tournament for sure. And I think I could see it getting a little more popular in response to like Maridon Stonks like skyrocketing, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, let's just kind of like let's just go there, right? Like, Maridon, great deck, right? We know we all knew it was good at this podcast, and Landon obviously knew as well. So,
Yeah.
I mean, how does this affect the meta? What are your thoughts on the meta? I think our next major tournament, Stuttgart.
Yeah, I mean, if you play correctly as Maridon and you don't break, like Regidrago has zero outs at all to do anything, regardless if they go first or second. So
Wait,
I
wait, wait,
think
wait, 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 wait. I want to
Drago's one
combat.
down.
I need to combat this. I need to combat this. Because there's a friend of the pod, Nick Moffitt,
Yeah.
loves him some Noivern. Loves him some
Okay.
scoop up Noivern.
Okay. That I stand
Right?
corrected. If you scoop up Noivern, we're cooked. But
Right? Does
you do
Drago
have
pivot
Bundle Boss
does
if they
Drago
don't.
pivot to that though? I mean, like, are we just playing Cyclone and going back to Noivern?
I mean, I could see it. I think the huge power of Drago is Prime Catcher, though. I think you're giving up like a lot of the strengths of the deck by cutting it
Yeah,
for
yeah.
scoop up. If you're really teching that hard for Maridon, which I mean is probably pretty reasonable to do,
Yeah.
especially like it's gonna be good into Drago, good into Lost Box, good into basically anything that's just basics. But I don't know if you're really wanting to alter your other matchups that much.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
not sure.
tough. It's tough.
That would be a conversation for these diehard Regidrago players, which will not be me.
What do you think, Parker? What do you think about Scoop Up Cyclone and Noivern encountering?
I'm not a fan personally. If they didn't do it when they were even more big basic and even like Ancient Box, like I
Yeah,
don't think they're
true.
doing it now. Yeah, like honestly, the only way I can see is if you like a bench two Dragos and one Teal Mask, you take knockout on one and like they get the like turn two and like that's all they have on their board. Like that's all I could like really see.
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy, right?
Like
All we gotta do is scoop up, and then we go Legacy Star, scoop up, Noivern, right? That's
yeah,
it.
no, that's a good line. I'm not
Right?
denying it. I maybe people switch to that. I don't know. I'm sure Moffitt probably will play it then if he's so such a big fan. But
Let me
I'm
see
not
his
sure
list.
if
Hold on.
I'd be curious to see how knee-jerk reaction the metagame is going to have to this tournament. I don't know.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, what do you think? Do you think, like, because, like, and Bolt's good, right? Like, Bolt does what Bolt does, but, like, its
Yeah.
matchup spread is not good, right?
No, it's
Like,
not.
it has a bad matchup in a Lugia, I think, overall. It has a bad matchup in a Zard. And it has a bad matchup in a Terrapagos previously, right?
And Guardi
And Gardevoir, right?
and Lost
So,
Box.
yeah. So like, so many matchups were like it's just not good for them. So,
Yeah.
do we think we see a shift of,
I think so.
Raging Bolt players move back to Maridon?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the players that play like these turbo decks, and I never will use the language of like lesser players. Newer, less experienced players will gravitate towards these turbo decks because they're just easier to perform at a higher level with. And those kind of players are going to gravitate from Raging Bolt over to Maridon just because of I just Maridon has a better matchup spread by a lot.
It does, yeah.
And it's pretty similar. It's more consistent as well, does pretty much the same thing more often and with better matchups. So I see no reason to really play Bolt over Maridon like at all.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. So now let's counter the counter, right? Let's say you're playing Maridon and there's a lot of Maridon in the format. Are we going first still?
I was actually thinking about this. I'm not sure about that answer because I think into this tournament it was just correct. Like I blind firsted every
No, I agree.
time
I agree
and
with that.
it was broken. I want to say the only thing you could really do to alter your decision and like Tech for mirror, I guess, is play second Pikachu, and then you could
No,
choose blind first.
I found a better way. I found a better way. I found a better way.
Really, really. So I
But
don't
you
know. To answer your question, it may be possibly correct to go blind second if we really expect there to be like them a ride on like
yeah.
surge, I
So
guess.
let me cook, right? Let's just
Okay.
say we open Maridon or whatever,
Yeah.
right? We go Maridon tandem unit for Pikachu Magnemite, and then we get we're trying to get like one more Iron Hands, right? So our board is like Pikachu Magnemite Iron Hands, right? You push the Pikachu,
Yeah.
they bundle. You push
Yeah.
the hands. How are they KOing it? They have to go Raichu.
Ryko V.
No, that doesn't get there.
If you don't have a full
If you have three bench
bench.
Pokemon, a full bench of eight kills hands.
Wait, 180, 200, 220. Okay, so you just go
Oh,
two bench.
yeah.
You just go two bench. You
But then they will just Raichu you. It's not that hard to get four energy in play
think
turn one.
so? You think
Yeah,
so?
it's
Okay.
not hard. I did it on stream in round eight, and it was like
All
pretty
right, all right.
light work just to donk
I
with
think
the
that's like what we
Raichu.
have to do, right? We just have to like say like, hey, knock out those hands.
Yeah, I mean you're putting them to it, but it's pretty likely for it to happen going second if you're sequencing correctly.
Yeah, and then we can't bench Magnemite, which sucks.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
do
know.
think second Pikachu is actually pretty interesting consideration for Mirror, because
We talked
especially
about it,
going
yeah.
like it would really help into Bolt. I mean, they have Prime Cat and Pokemon catchers, so they can get around it. But if they're playing the boss when bundle and counter catcher build like Milas, then double Pika would actually just mean that they can't take any prizes on their second turn,
Yeah.
on their
Unless
first
they
turn game, that
just
is.
hit the nuts of like
Yeah, if they hit like the
boss.
boss, like I did that a few times, but that I will say is very unlikely. Like without Arvin into Secret Box, you shouldn't be attacking going second that easily.
Parker, what do you think? We have Maridon. It's really good. Do you think the Bolt players are going to jump off? Or are they going to stay with what they know?
So the thing with like Bolt is like I think it this is gonna sound maybe like kind of
No,
degrading maybe,
don't do that. Don't do that.
but like it makes you do a lot of things kind of like
Yeah.
all the things like you can't really mess up the things you're doing that much, but like you do a lot of things, so it makes not like people think they're doing more, but like you're really just like teal masking twice and playing Sada like at the end of every turn, basically. Like I don't know, like that deck is like super terrifying to play against,
It
like
is, yeah. No, it
matter what
definitely
I'm
is.
playing, because like if I miss one turn of stuff, like I might just lose. But
Yeah.
it is the same with Maridon. I mean, like it's pretty easy to get turn one Iron Hands and just like yeet your opponent off the table.
Yes,
But
sir. Thank you very much. Thank you
yep,
very much. We got the
but
alt art right here, boys.
e
Yee, let's
But
go.
I think the Bolt players, I think it's gonna stay pretty high still.
Think so? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not getting any finishes. Like, it's got one finish this season from Caleb Gettimer, and that's it. Like, no one
Yeah.
else is getting finishes with the deck.
Yeah. I mean, like if you're playing that deck, I think you're just trying to day two. I don't think you're trying to win the tournament kind of
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah. All right. So, let's talk about one more deck before we move on. And it's my favorite deck to hate on. I love hating on this deck. Lugia, where'd you go, buddy? Where are you, man? Like, you got your fifth most popular day one, not on the graphic day two. Did they do the best of the rest graphic? They didn't, did they?
No, I
I don't
didn't see
believe
it.
so.
So,
Man, that's so sad. We could have seen it go way down to like two decks in
yeah.
day two. No, that's probably more than that because there's 304 players. We'll get to
Yeah.
that in a moment. But what we think about Lugia, is it just because like Pikachu and Maridon, like just tough for it, right? Is that what the issue was this tournament?
Is this a question for me?
Just in general, like both of us.
I think Lugia's like didn't really gain much and other decks did.
We got
Honestly,
Blender, bro. We got Blender.
you need legacy energy.
Bro, we got Blender. What do you there's a Lugia player
Legacy.
in day two with Blender.
I'm not gonna deny that like Blender isn't playable, but I would never touch Lugia without Legacy and a 10-foot or with the 10-foot pull. Like you need like the
Exactly.
whole power of the deck is you have a rainbow energy again and you can power up hands and
We can
you
play
can do
Vessel and use
Flamineon.
lightning. It's fine.
True.
True.
Archaeops for Vessel. Woo, baby, yeah. I'm not gonna deny like lightning has obviously been in Lugia lists pretty recently. But it's like new toy syndrome. People want to play the new cards.
Yeah. I mean, well,
People
it was
like playing
played. It was the
Drago.
fifth most played deck, but it didn't
Yeah.
convert at all. And it was nowhere near top tables. I don't know about around you. Was there any Lugias around you?
There was one. I just think Lugia is so volatile that it's always going to be prone to like spiky finishes and then like dropping off and going back. Like it's so like flipping coins
What did Rahul play this tournament? Did he play Lugia again?
he played something else.
Did
I
he?
don't remember.
All right, he's got to have a report out by now, right? YouTube, what do you got for me? Quick research, Rahul. Oh, don't want that. Rahul, ready, Pokemon. What do we got? That's not what I want. Tournament report, Gdansk. No, I want tournament report for this tournament.
Now.
What did you play? Charizard, bro? Oh
Oh
my
yeah, he played
God.
Charizard.
He played Charizard.
Which
What?
I don't like the trolley
That's
person.
wild. Charlie's crazy.
Trolley
Trolley goes
know it
hard.
is.
Arvin for Trolley is like, it's just he
That
didn't
is
play
pretty
Evo though,
gas.
right? Like the thing about the Trolley is like playing Trolley plus Evo seems pretty good, and not playing Evo seems kind of wrong.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see it.
Only play like four energies or
He's playing
something.
five. Yeah, he's playing five.
Five, yeah.
The greed is unreal.
Playing Manaphy, playing 2/2 Pidgeot. I mean, all the standard stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing different there.
I don't know. I guess in reference to Lugia, it's just it's a deck that exists that's pretty powerful, but I don't think really that many people were like excited to play Lugia this time. It's not like NAIC when Legacy just came out and everyone was like, Lugia, yeah. Or Worlds, people were running hot with it, doing well. I just don't think there was really like anyone that was jumping out of their seat to play Lugia with any new toys or anything.
Anyways, that's day two meta recap. Let's talk about spicy decks real quick. Parker, start us off. Have you seen any day two decks? You're just like, or any decks throughout the tournament, you're like, oh my God, that deck, that's hot. That's spicy. We should play that.
See, that's what I always dig through Limitless for, but we don't have that data yet.
It's okay. We got
However,
Twitter though. We got Twitter.
I did see that that I finally did see the like cloth Terrapagos. It looks
True, that was sick.
interesting. I
Were you scared
think
of that,
that
Landon? It was around you, right?
I did see him next to me a couple times. Honestly, I just had no idea what he's doing. I'm like, what the hell? I looked over a Heatran and like cloths and Terrapagoses, and I just didn't really think much of it. Luckily, I didn't play against that guy, but the deck looks sick. I sat next to him, like donking people. I think he donked one guy next to me or something, and it was pretty filthy. Like, I mean, Terrapagos with poison extra damage, like you're hitting higher numbers. Like you could hit what all the way up to two, because with Mochi and the poison.
250, 290.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You're one-shotting Pidgeot with Terrapagos. That's pretty broken. You're
That's
one-shotting
pretty
Drago
good.
V-Stars. You're one-shotting
That's pretty good.
anything that's a V-Star, like Lugias, Palkias. Like, that's a pretty good number, 290. Even Bravery Charmed Bolt dies to that.
Yeah, that was
That's pretty good.
true. Bravery Charm Bolt does die to that. Parker,
Yeah.
have you played the deck yet? Have you picked it up?
I have not. I actually think I'm going to, but I
Seems
have
sick,
not picked it
honestly.
up. Yeah.
Bring it to
Definitely.
Nakama this week.
I won't be there, sadly.
Bruh.
No. I
Boo.
know.
Everyone listen at home, make sure you boo Parker in the
Yeah,
comments.
boo. Another one that I saw, if it's reported correctly, is Chen Pao got 14th.
Chen Pao, baby.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, sir. We had
That's
Andy
crazy.
Zhang playing Chen Pao. I did see
That's
this on
crazy.
Twitter. Yeah. He
How
said
does
he only
Pao beat
hit one. He
Drago?
only hit one, he said. He said he only hit one.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, he only hit one. I
That's
mean, he won
interesting.
all of his rounds in day two. He won it at 5-2-1. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
That's pretty cool. So, oh yeah, I guess 5-2-1, you went out for top 16 or top 32. Is that what you're winning
It's
out for?
well, it's bubble. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. We'll
Okay,
talk about it.
cool.
Save it, save it, save it, save it, save it. We'll end off with that. What about you, Landon? Any spicy decks you saw around you?
I was pretty. I really thought the Goldengo Tojikist thing was pretty cool. I feel like it kind of solved some of Goldengo's weaknesses. I kind of liked my Lawsone Pikachu Zard opponent. That deck was pretty cool. I also played against an actual
Wait, he had
Regigigas.
Zard in the deck?
He was playing Radiant Zard, not like Charizard EX.
Oh, Radzard.
Yeah, so no Greninja. So it was interesting because he could attack with either or present the one prize option. I mean, Pikachu kind of like is a one prizer in a bit of a
Sure,
way.
sure. I guess
So
they
I don't know
get
if
right
it's
on for
super
sure.
necessary, but it does let you preserve gates and like hit the last knockout without having to go like gate with a super rod probably and
That's
attach the right
crazy.
energy. It was pretty cool. I think that Reggie's with Pikachu EX, I think Charlie Lockyer is playing that. And with the trolley and the Skyfield and the Pikachu EX, like you can bench of Terra without really having a Two-Prizer in play because Pikachu's ability, and you can just spam Topaz Bolt and you have the Regis attackers. I saw a post on Twitter, Registeel is actually really good against Latios decks because you can 220 with it. So there's some cool tech with Regis. I think that deck's a little underexplored. You could even, to beat Maridon if you really wanted, you could play Fighting Energy to play with Regirock as well. But I think Pikachu does enough with Topaz Bolt to. It's cool. I like the Regis deck.
For me, blanking on the gentleman's name, but known Turbo Moon player Emmett Hurley, I think is that his name? Yeah, Turbo Moon Emmett Hurley playing the new Coridon that
True.
KOs the Pheasantipides.
Yeah,
I
that's a good card
love
too.
that card. It is so good in the meta. Like Ancient Box, maybe make a comeback right on
I saw
everywhere.
Gouging Fire as well. My boy Joe Turrentine was playing.
Did he?
He was playing Gouging Fire with the Coridon. You can E-Switch attach, do 180, or you can play the double
Joe
turbo
was
down.
playing Gouging
Yeah,
Fire?
he made it too. I think he was top 64 or something. I
Yeah,
was talking to him on Messenger.
he was
Yeah.
doing well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to mention this because it's scary to us around here, these Maridon enjoyers, but a couple Snorlax towards the top
True.
tables. I think the deck's just
Oh.
very, very well positioned right now. I mean,
Snorlax is a good play for Toronto, I think.
everyone's cutting switch cards. Play Snorlax if you know how to play it, right?
I have
That's
no
just,
outs. I had no outs. If you
yeah,
hit me, it
you.
was a free win.
If free, yeah, free dub for sure. I'll be playing Petrant in my deck. Anyways, so yeah, that's kind of like the meta, and we're gonna close out here in a minute. I do want to talk about the changes to day two structure.
Yeah.
It didn't impact you very much, Landon, but the changes were implemented this tournament. 5-2-1 now was the day two record, right? So you only need 16 points to make day two, and coming into round eight, there were, I don't know the exact number, I calculated it yesterday in my notes, but 69% of players with 15 points, nice, did
Nice.
not have a winner in their match for round eight.
Wow, actually.
69%. So that means they either naturally tied or ID'd.
That's actually an insane stat.
It's a very insane stat, right? Because all 69% of them, they now have eliminated themselves from winning the tournament.
Yes.
Right? You cannot win the tournament any longer. You cannot make asymmetrical cut. Now, we look at the numbers. 28 match points, 18 plus, sorry, 16 plus 9 is 27. Oh, what am I doing? I might do the math wrong. 16 plus 9.
18 plus 9 is 25.
16 plus 12. We're doing 16 plus 12. 28. So 28 match points can get you as high as, in this tournament, got you up to 12. So there was a couple people that bubbled in. One of them was Andy Zhang, I'm pretty sure. He won all four. Let's
Yeah.
see. He did not. He did not.
He
Had
didn't
Jim did
draw.
not. Only one person in day two did that. So Andy Zhang is the only person. And the only reason why his resistance was good enough to get there was because he w didn't draw in round eight. He lost. That's why he finished at 5-2.
Yeah.
So he was 6-1-1 and lost, right? Or 5-1-1 and lost one of
Yeah.
those. So interesting. You know, the bubble for cash was down. There was only one person that bubbled in for cash, and that was Ryan Antonucci, or two people, Antonucci and Drew Townsend. And the
What was
issue
their
for
record?
me, 27 match points, right?
Okay.
That's the issue.
Angie,
This
yeah.
is where my issue comes with the structure. These 27 match points, I don't know the exact people, but I know Antonucci's one, Grant Manley's another. Let me see. I'm sure.
Gadamer.
No, Gettymer tied.
Oh, did he?
There was at
Oh, you're
least
talking about the win in it.
there was one more. Yeah, there was one more. So there's like two or three people that like had. Okay, here we go. James Sims lost to Camden.
Same 60 as me.
Oh,
Broken.
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So James Sims lost, winning in missed money. Grant Shin, person who lost to Grant Shin, 26 points. Okay, that's different. Okay, so and four people lose their winning in to top asymmetrical cut and miss money.
Yeah, I
Right.
don't love that.
I hate it. It's
Yeah.
the worst, right? I mean, like you had the best tournament you could have, except for one round for the most part, and you miss money. And the reason why is because of this change that Pokemon has made to allow this many people into day two and people pass them. From your perspective at the venue, Landon, what, how much talk was there about this change? What did it feel like in day two with 304 players, the largest day two in a very, very, very long time? I don't know. In my opinion, I think it's ever for me. What did it feel like in the venue with this change? What was kind of like the vibes?
I mean, it was kind of hard for me to grasp because, like, I started 6-0, so I was at the top tables like the whole time, so I wasn't really hearing those conversations. I did hear someone like talking about IDing in like round six at like 5-1 or something to lock in day two, and I was like, I looked over at them, I'm like,
No.
no. I
Like, what are you doing?
know it was crazy. And no, we were 5-0 and they wanted to ID. That's what it was.
What?
Anyway, I looked over, just no way, no way.
Oh.
So there was like a bit of chit chat about it.
Oh.
I think, yeah, like you're saying, the biggest gripe is just like you can go from being, oh, I'm gonna top eight to no money. I
No
think
money.
it was selfishly nice to like only have 8 rounds, especially when you have a stronger start. When I was like 6-0, I'm like, I can, the worst I can do is 6-2. That's pretty awesome. And then only having 4 rounds day two, like we were done finals by like 6 o'clock, super handily. We were done Swiss super early in the day. That's a nice part, but it just, without the extra rounds, like the one match, it has so much more effect on your tournament, as opposed to like adding an extra round in day one or day two, which would kind of alleviate a bit of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the less rounds. That's not my problem. The problem is the bubble. I don't like the
I don't
bubble.
know how you fix that without adding more rounds, but I think the only solution is more rounds.
I've fixed it on this podcast. I have fixed
Enlighten
it.
me. Enlighten me.
Do you play golf, Landon?
I have golfed. I don't play regularly, but I've been known to
You
golf
just do
before.
golf rules. Whatever the bubble is, you just do golf rules, right? So if you are tied for a bubble for cash, you would take however many people are tied, and let's just say there's 10 for this number. That's 10 grand. Or sorry, let's say there's 8 grand, eight people, 10 spots. You got 8 grand, 10 people. You just go 8 grand divided by 10 people, you each get 800 bucks.
I don't know about that one. What I would like to see is just money go to top 64. It used to go to top 64.
Well, I mean, that's
Yeah.
look at the top 64 bubble, Landon. It's
What's that?
insane. It's
But
fifty people deep.
you wouldn't then lose your win and then lose out on money. I think that's the biggest feel bad. Bubbling top 64 is like you bubble it. There's always got
Out
to
of
be a
my
bubble.
control. It's not something I can control.
I suppose so.
If I play against you, Landon, and you're playing Zard because Zard sucks, and I beat you, and then you go and lose the rest of your rounds, that's not my fault.
I guess, but in theory, like the bubble system, like you had an easier round because you played against a worse deck or a worse, like lesser opponent or whatever.
I don't know, dude. I mean, you look at Rahul, right? So if I play against Rahul and I beat him and he drops because like he had a bad tournament, I played against a worse player.
That's true. That's true, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just don't know if it's really like,
there's
I don't
variance
hate
in
your
this game.
idea, but they would, I feel like that would feel bad for some people. And I also, Pokemon just has enough money to just say, oh, tiebreaker, all of you get the same amount of money. Pokemon has enough money to do that. So
Sure.
I don't hate your
Yeah.
idea, though. I think that's acceptable. Because you're right. If you just extend money, then people at 64 just feel bad, like the bubble 64.
Yeah, I mean,
And it's just like,
25 match points is 56th place all the way down to 99th.
that is a lot.
Pokemon doesn't want to shell out that much money, dude. That's a lot of money.
It is, but I mean, it's
That's
there.
what, 40 grand? Quick
That's
math?
it.
Yeah.
And
That's
to do
a
enough to
lot
have
of
that there,
money,
yeah.
bro. 40 grand is like half a person's paycheck that, at their company, right? For the year.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I don't know what the solution is. Me.
I don't know what the solution is. I just know that like 304 players in day two with
It's too much.
69% of them not having a chance to play.
I think this would also be solved with just like not IDing as a player base at round
Well,
eight.
but the problem is like
You can't afford, you
you
can't
have
tell
to look
people
at
to
the
do that.
perspective, like, right, we have to have emotional intelligence and look wide, right? I think Celios kind of said it best, right? There are players that just want to play in day two and get experience to. And their best finish they can do is top 16 bubble. They're fine with that. But that's okay, right? It's okay to have that goal. That's fine. The issue I have is now, as a top player, someone who cares about winning, if I sit across one of those players that wants that and they offer the ID and I say, no, I can't, and they get upset with me or they do some shenanigans in game three and play slow to force the tie, which happened to me once last season, right? That's a feels bad. Right. And that's because of the rule base, you know, that's there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the change needs to be, but 304 players with, well, I mean, what was my tweet? I know I did the math and someone tried to call me out, and then my math ended up being right. There was like a certain number of players that I like, couldn't make day two, I think 188 that couldn't make top. Let me see, where does this, where is my tweet? Blah blah blah. This is my tournament. That's my weight loss. That's my ride on in finals. That's you winning. All right, 304 in day two, and only 88 had a chance to win the event.
Yeah, that's pretty lame. I don't
88
know.
players going in day two had a chance to win the tournament. That is
I didn't love the
28%.
5-2-1. I'll be honest, like 5-2-1, I don't want to make, like, obviously I'm biased. I've made day two a lot of times.
Yeah.
I just don't think that 5-2-1 is especially like a difficult thing to reach in a tournament if you've been playing Pokemon for like a year
No.
or you've been practicing. Like if you're actually testing and taking the game seriously, 5-2-1 is not super difficult. And I think that we need more of a bar to make day two because of what you're saying. Like, if what's the point of day two aside from like getting the experience of playing in day two if only 88 people can make top cut and win the tournament?
Yep.
So it kind of devalues day two as an achievement, like in itself.
Right. Yeah. We had two people, or sorry, four people, five people get five, six, and one and get a limitless page.
I mean, good for them. That's great that they got the limitless page. Like, hell yeah, you got your name on the website. But like from a competitive like integrity
Just doesn't feel
standpoint,
good. It doesn't feel good.
yeah, like that's not, I don't want to say devalue their accomplishment because it is an
It's an
accomplishment,
accomplishment. It is,
but it
yeah.
is not a very good accomplishment in terms of like prestige
Yeah.
and demonstration of skill. I mean, I've had those runs where I like make
Same.
it in at 6-2-1 and
Same.
like go like 8-1 or whatever it was, like terrible at day 2, 2-4. And at that point I've kind of be like wish it wasn't on my limitless page, the 120th place or whatever it is kind of thing. But
No,
again, everyone
Parker's.
has different goals, everyone has different aspirations for the event. My aspiration is always to win the event, but
Same.
that's not everyone's goal.
Yeah, it's not.
So you got to respect different people's wishes and desires, but we've also got to acknowledge that the 88 players of 304 making top cut is
That's a
pretty,
lot. That's a lot.
that's a pretty wild stat. Yeah.
Parker, I know you're ready to go back to regional with 5-2-1.
Yeah, it's tilting because I was literally 6-1 at Baltimore, but it's the only 9-round event this season. I lost on gentleman's agreement off
Yeah.
my opponent, played obviously very well, like drew the absolute nuts to like kill my only Regidrago V star after I had Phantom Dive to set up a four prize turn. And then, last round I just hit a tough matchup, tough opponent, and like break game two. So boom, I'm out 6-3.
You get
Whereas
nothing,
I
yeah.
could have taken the tie, round eight, been in day two sitting pretty.
Yeah.
Then yeah, I lost on gentleman's agreement because I just
Well, I have an
like
addition to your statement. Baltimore, you had to go 7-2, 21 points to make day two, right?
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I kind of liked that. I mean, I kind of liked that was
No,
the first time I've
I did
ever
like
played a
that.
tournament. I'm like, dang, it's kind of hard to make day two. That's it. 7-2 is not easy.
It
And
was,
I couldn't
yeah.
ID everyone's. I didn't like the super tuber turbo like gentlemen's, but in the concept, I don't really like IDs. It feels kind of like lame to ID into day two. It's never really
Bro,
correct.
you ID'd in the top cut. Get out of here, bro.
Well,
Get
that's because
out of
I was
here. Get
actually
out of
guaranteed. That's different. That's different.
here,
But if
bro.
you're IDing at round nine, that's just like, again, different goals. People don't want to win. They want a
Yeah.
day two sometimes. But I felt like 7-2 was actually difficult. 5-2-1 is, in my opinion, from a competitive integrity standpoint, laughably easy to make day two with.
Winning a 5-round challenge is harder.
Yeah, it honestly kind of feels that way. So I kind of wish we had some sort of mixture between the 7-2 thing without the toxic gentlemen's like at round two kind of deal.
Just implement top cut rules throughout the tournament.
We
It's
want
not
like
that
single
hard.
elim the whole
No,
time,
no,
but then
no.
like that eliminates like stall as
That's fine.
a
Get it out of here,
archetype. I
dog.
mean,
No
I
one wants to
like
see
yeah, sure,
that,
that'd be
bros.
cool, but like
What
I
I'm
want
trying to
those
say,
five
Glenn, is
turns.
like
That's all I want.
if you're ahead on prizes in game three, you win.
Yeah,
That's it. And if
that's
you're
true.
not, the first person's sudden death, right? So like that's not hard. We have rules for it.
I do like that. One other thing I really appreciate about Magic is they do like 50 minutes plus five turns. I think that would honestly resolve a lot of it. Because how many times have you been playing and you tie and it's
Yeah,
like,
just
oh,
one
I would
more
have won the
turn.
next turn. I
Yeah.
mean, there's
Yeah,
obviously
then.
like, oh, then it would be like on the five turns, oh, I would have won on my extra next turn.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Right, right.
still, it would
Yeah.
eliminate like the amount of times I've been like a turn away and my opponent's been a turn away. I think the extra, the amount of time it would add to a tournament to allow plus five instead of plus three would kind of pay off and eliminate a lot of the ties that we'd be seeing.
Yeah.
But that's just,
Well,
there's a bunch of different things you could do.
there's
I'm
so many
not.
things we can do, and we'll see what Pokemon does after they see these numbers. I don't know if they really want 304 players in day two.
Yeah. If they
Also,
need
that's
your
a lot.
changed after one tournament before, they'll probably do it again. If they,
That's
I
right.
don't see. Yeah.
That's right. I mean, and they're listening, right? So that's why we have to
Yeah. I
talk
like
about
the
it.
feedback they're taking. I
They're
think this is
listening,
good.
right? They're trying. So, that's gonna do it for this episode, Landon. I do want to give you one quick opportunity to shout out. I saw a tweet. And I'm very intrigued. You said Lost Zone podcast coming back?
Yeah, so
Maybe.
me and Lucas Odell, we are being in the plans. If anyone watching this podcast knows anybody that's a video editor, does like thumbnails. Previously, I was doing all the editing as after our friend Brad kind of helped us get off the ground, which with me working full time, I'm going back to school again in the next like year or so. I just don't have the time to edit on top of record everything and upload
Yeah.
everything. So I am looking to hire an editor for this escapade of ours, but we're going to be looking kind of to do it bi-weekly kind of, because you guys do bi-weekly
We
now?
did. We moved to
You're
weekly
doing
just recently.
weekly
Okay,
now.
cool. We are
Yeah, we're going
weekly.
to try and get off the ground with bi-weekly just so I can get my feet back into
Yep.
like the habits of recording it, making sure
Yep.
it's high quality. But yeah, with the second win, I guess people probably want to hear my opinions. I feel more qualified to give my opinions to the public.
Yeah.
And yeah, you should be expecting in the next couple of weeks something from us in the Lost Mine once we get in talks with who we think
Welcome
might be the
back.
most
Welcome back.
appropriate.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you here. Thanks for choosing the Beachcore Podcast for your first
Absolutely.
interview, man. I was stoked when I saw you on stream, you know, Saturday. I was like, gotta lock him in. I'm messaging him right now. We gotta lock him in.
Yeah, I
This
like
is
what you guys are
good.
doing over here. You guys, seem like genuine dudes.
Yeah.
I've had good interactions with you guys at events, so was happy to jump on here, like to support who I think is doing good things in the community. So,
We'll see you in Toronto, yeah?
yes, you will. Well, actually, I have not got the time off work yet. I have the whole trip booked, but getting time off work so should be somewhat trivial.
Just send them
So,
a grand from your winnings. It'd be fine.
I
I
work for it's a public company, so
know, I
it's
know, I know.
different.
Yeah, I know.
I Yeah, it's not like a boss employee relationship. It's all
Yeah.
unionized, so it's a whole bunch of like things, yeah, loopholes and yeah. So I should be
You're,
good to be in Toronto. I
listen, you're a paramedic. You're sick. It's fine.
True. Mental
Anyways, thanks so much for coming on to the Beach Court Podcast, Landon.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
It was
Thanks,
a
Parker.
pleasure. Pleasure
Always.
having you. We'll be back next week. Next week, I am trying to target the Cloth Terapagos guy. I'll get him on here and talk about that deck because we're really excited to see about that deck.
I might try that at
So
League. That seems cool.
we'll see if we can make it happen. But till next time, that's all we got for you guys. Have a good one.
Peace.
See ya.